This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about 5 ways to keep negativity at bay. Negativity, it seems, is, it's like our kryptonite, right? It can really take us down. So it can really keep us anxious. So let's look at some ways that, and I think I jotted down 5 of them here, that we can work on, that we can keep in our little toolkit to take good care of ourselves. Negativity always finds a way to creep up in our lives, and sometimes more than others, right? And it's completely normal because life is challenging and we maybe can find ourselves hungry, tired, angry, lonely, just off, and we can let the negativity really get to us. We can actually see the world more negatively, like the glass, it's half full and it's half empty, but some days we can't see that it's half full. I totally get it. This is completely normal. When negativity builds up too much or shows up too often, you know, then we seem to have an obstacle. We have something, now we have a new challenge to overcome. And when we have that, when we have built ourselves into so much negativity, we're actually putting challenges in front of ourselves more than was there. We're adding to it. And then when something comes along that needs to be taken care of and we're in a negative way, we're really seeing the glass half empty, we can really set the anxiety off. It can flare up. A negative attitude can hold you back from truly living your life, and it can keep you stuck in that fear, adrenaline, fear cycle. However, you don't really need to feel stuck because you can bring positive thoughts back into your life with a little awareness. Now, this takes work. It actually is not as easy as it sounds, but you can do it. Now, how is it that negativity can hold you back? It can hold you back in a number of ways. Have you ever heard the saying, if you think you can't, you're right? Well, it's true. Negative thoughts like this really do sabotage our efforts. So this is what I meant earlier about putting obstacles in our own way. We are causing ourselves struggle that we don't need to do. But it is how we are built. I have to say that. We are built with a negative bias. That's okay. We can be aware of that. We are built with a negative bias in order to keep us alive so that we can survive. Those of us who are here had ancestors who had very good ways of surviving, and a lot of survival depended on that negative bias. We had to worry about what things were, what sounds were, what darkness was, to stay away from things. We had to do that. And now we have evolved. We are not just in that ancient brain anymore. And so we have to pull up some of our executive functioning, our thinking, our wise mind, and look into whether we need to have these negative thoughts that we're having. Are these necessary? Do these serve me? The good news is that you can gain control over how you think. When you're expressing complaints and negativity all the time, it not only affects you, but it also affects the people around you. Negativity itself can be the reason why you create roadblocks that don't really exist. So it's time to choose the positive, and it really is a choice. This is where you have power, because you get to decide. You catch yourself and you say, wait a minute, I had a choice. And I know the feeling. It's so easy to just go to the negative because it feels natural. It just feels like the way to go. But it is a choice. So keep that in mind, that next time, and you're not going to catch it every time, I get that. But when you do, it's a choice. And you can choose, am I going to go to the negative route, or can I choose a more positive way to think about these things? Even if the habit of negative thinking has a hold on you, you can make new decisions and create change. So when you adopt a positive attitude, you're manifesting this yourself. You open yourself up to the wonderful world of possibilities. When positive energy is in the air, you'll be able to transform your negative feelings and maybe even bring others out of their negative clouds. Ever notice how your mood affects those around you? It's like contagious, right? And just like negativity is contagious, so is positivity. Believe it or not, positive thinking is very powerful. It's the driving force that steers your life into the direction of peace, calm, and happiness. Remember, your thoughts affect how you feel, and how you feel affects what you do. So if you can change your thoughts, you can change your outcome. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So follow these following tips, these five tips to develop a positive attitude. The first one is to visualize. Use your power of visualization. When the negative thoughts come crawling into your mind, as they will, transform them with positive images. Visualize something that you find pleasing. Give your mind somewhere else to go. Something peaceful, or even something exciting. Remember what makes you feel loved, peaceful, calm, and happy. These are wonderful things to bring up into our mind at any time. The second one is, I want you to write it down. Writing down, and you know, writing down in your journal is what I love. Keeping a journal has many positive effects. I know I've mentioned it so many times that you are probably just smiling. There she goes with the journal again. But it truly makes a difference. It helps you vent your frustrations and organize your life and reflect on your innermost thoughts and feelings. Instead of focusing on the bad, use your journal to chronicle the things that have gone well in your life lately. In this day, if you are doing a daily journal. And the gratitude journal is an easy, fun, and simple place for you to start, writing down 3 to 5 gratitudes every day. That's a great place to start. But you can build on that and really talk about the things that are going well in your life. The third tip I have for you is to relax. And I know that's a loaded word because people are like, well, I would relax if I could, but I know you can. And I know you can do it even right now. Just now, let's just do it. I like to do this myself. I'm standing here in a recording studio and I stand to record these and I'm really hot and I could feel because I've been going along and along. My shoulders have gone up. Some of my other muscles are a little bit tight and tense. So let's all relax together. Let's just let it go. Let your face relax. Not even smile. Just let it go. Like whatever. We all have our own little relaxed face. Let your eyes just get heavy. You don't have to close them, but just let them, everything feel kind of heavy and pulling you down into the earth a little bit. Oh my gosh, that feels good. We can do this anytime, anywhere. Relax. Negative feelings are bound to arise when we're in a stressful state physically or mentally. And for some people, we can interrupt it in the physical better than the mental. Sometimes the thoughts are too much to grapple with. So it's important to take time out of each day for yourself. This means that you need to adopt a relaxation method that works for you. Perhaps you can take a bath. I have gotten an email. I don't believe it was a client. I think it was an email that told me they take a bath in the middle of the day for relaxation, and it's made a huge change in her life. I think that's awesome. You could go to church. You could go to where you feel fed. Attend a yoga class, even if that means online. Do a progressive relaxation exercise. Go for a walk. When you're relaxed, a peaceful and positive mindset will begin to overtake you. That builds. Just as the negativity builds, so does the positivity. So you have to keep doing this. It's not a one-and-done kind of deal. You have to bring this relaxation into your daily living. Do you need to have a note on your computer to remind you to do it? You could install a meditation bell that goes off on your computer every half hour or 15 minutes or an hour and just relax your muscles when that goes off. If you want more relaxation in your life, you have to build it in, and only you can do it for yourself. So I hope that you will do that. Find the things that work for you. Nature is a beautiful place to do that. That's why going out for a walk is great. I actually go out on my lanai and look at the horizon. I have a very good view. I can see a lot, a very good view. And so that feels so expansive. And maybe I'm not out with my feet on the ground, but I can see. And I let my eyes feast on something beautiful. Something that makes me feel relaxed. And that can bring in some relaxation, which will just dilute some of the negativity and stress that may have been building for the day. The fourth tip I have for you is to read and write affirmations. There are so many good books out there with positive affirmations, and you don't even need to purchase a book. You could just look up positive affirmations on the internet and you will get all kinds of different blogs and posts to read. And my good friend, Josie Ong, also has her own podcast that is Affirmation Pod. And so there you go, Josie. There's a call out for you. That is about affirmations. Some people love affirmations. Other people, not so much. If they work for you, put them down somewhere. Put post-it notes on your mirror. Put them on your computer. Make a page on your phone that you can refer to in notes that you can go and read some beautiful positive affirmations, the ones that are really ringing true for you. Affirmations are a powerful way to bring positive thoughts into your present state of well-being. Affirmations are short little statements that, in the present tense, remind you of positive attributes and goals that you have in your life, such as, I am safe right here, right now. And we need to remind ourselves of those things, especially the safety for those of us who have anxious leaning. We tend toward anxiousness or stress. I am safe right here, right now. Because if you are listening to this, you're safe. You wouldn't be listening to this if you were really in a dangerous situation. What we've done in this world, in our current culture, is we have confused discomfort with danger. Like we have confused being really warm or hot or in a stuffy room. The anxious mind has confused that with danger, right? I hear that one a lot. The stuffy hot room, it feels like they're going to die. Anything that is uncomfortable or off, that isn't in the norm, the highly stressed mind has confused that with real life danger. And that is causing us to live chronically in a stressed state, which is not good for us. So we need to use our wise mind and find some ways to remind ourselves that we are safe right here, right now. And the fifth one I have for you is to live in the moment. There's nothing like the present moment to bring you back to what you can find positive and the things that you can be grateful for. Live your life in the present moment and let go of everything else. Everything else that's going on in your life right now, try it. Just be in the present moment. Just use your ears to hear the words that I am saying and let go of everything else. You're not dealing with everything else right now. So just be present. Negative feelings can easily overwhelm you if you're consumed by past failures or fears of the future, because you're not in the present moment. You are either in the past or the future. When you concentrate on the present, your life becomes more peaceful and more positive, because in this present moment, you can find the safety. You can find the peace. You can find the okayness of the moment. And we need to fill ourselves with those things, because the negative comes very easily and natural to us. We don't need to pay so much attention to that. We need to fill the mind with what is right and what is here right now. In the end, I want you to be easy on yourself. You don't need to be your own worst critic. And instead, try being your greatest advocate. Be your own biggest cheerleader. Concentrate on your well-being, and you will develop a more positive attitude over time. I hope this show was helpful, and I loved being here doing this show for you today. And now for today's quote. Happiness is a choice. You can choose to be happy. There's going to be stress in life, but it's your choice whether you let it affect you or not. And that's from Valerie Bertinelli. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.